If I were to ask you what your philosophy of life or your creed, what would that be?
Have a good time all the time.
A podcast has changed my life.
Chad, it's lovely to meet you.
Yes, nice to be back.
Come on, sit down, tuck in.
This is not funny!
I'm like, just talk. Can you actually say a few words?
Sure.
Do you want to do a speech?
I'd love to say a few
to
words.
To commemorate this time.
About the podcast.
Yeah. Could you listen a bit? So
that's a nightmare in any social setting. Because like, I think Ben is going to say a few words. You're like, what? But at the beginning of a podcast, we can't think of a more inappropriate time.
Or just inviting someone on a podcast and then you get in there and they're like, all right, kick it off.
So would you like to
it's
say
funny
a few
how,
words?
How quickly people panic when they have to like test a microphone and they just have idea what to say. They can't think of one sentence.
That's why Check 1-2 was invented.
Incredible.
To give like a thing to fall back on. If it was just you just say your thoughts.
I had test 1-2 from an early age because my dad, country music musicians, I'd see him testing mics. That's my only childhood memory, him testing mics. So when it came to the big world of podcasting, I was ready to go with test 1-2.
I thought there would have been an intervening period where you had a microphone.
I had a break. No, there were no microphones for a long period of my life.
But what about when you were a kid and you, because he was in like a, he'd be a little feature in his father's country band.
Oh, yeah.
He'd come out on stage.
Partridge fan. No, more like.
But you never had a mic.
More like, you know, they wheel me out to do a few songs.
Bongos.
No. If there were bongos, to be honest.
Guessing instruments.
Once I remember playing in the band and not being plugged in. And I still felt like I was part of it. But now I look back and I realize they didn't have the confidence in me.
Fuck.
Oh, my God. Yeah, so you noticed halfway through that you were not plugged in?
No. The whole time I knew I was not plugged in.
Okay. But you didn't know that it was because you were
shit. As a 5-year-old, I was just like, oh, yeah, I don't get a plug or whatever. But I'm still an integral part of the band.
So that you were just completely being utilized for cuteness. It had nothing to do with your musical ability.
Yeah, or dad couldn't get a babysitter or something.
Totally.
He's like, fucking stay on the stage.
Come along to this RSL.
Dude, a lot of it was in weird venues and stuff where I shouldn't have been.
I had a similar thing my parents, when they couldn't find a babysitter, they'd bring me along to the orgies.
Oh, and you didn't plug in?
No, I did.
I had a similar thing. My dad would bring me into the surgery and give me a fake scalpel that didn't really come to me.
Yeah. Have a go, though.
You come in and you watch your wife, you know, going through what could be potentially life-ending surgery, and there's, is there a baby in there? Is that a baby? It's not a real scalpel.
And then my dad's like, he's here for cute factor.
Exactly.
We get the return clients. Here,
people are walking in, people like it. People like it that aren't related. People are related, they hate it.
Ben, glad you brought your dad up early.
Are we recording?
I mean, yeah.
Come on.
Is this one of those pods where you trick the guest into recording the whole time?
This is not that.
The whole time.
Because I want everything cut that I say.
You don't get, we don't get, we don't get.
It's cut.
You know how you do podcasts and then afterwards you're like, delete the thing? We don't do that.
Mm. Oh, why would you?
It's too hard.
We only do it for stuff we say.
Yeah.
We do a lot of that, but not with.
All our jokes are bomb, get cut.
I went on a rant about Isaac Butterfield on the last one.
And did then you?
And then I, cut it out for sure.
Oh, you would have been
Yaz was even like, oh, are you going to keep that in? I'm like, yeah, man, I don't care. What the fuck I say? I don't care. And then a day later I'm meeting it. I'm like, I think I do care.
You should just keep
but
that.
But, dude, you would have been vindicated so much
exactly,
this week.
Yeah.
You would have been like, fuck. This guy got in literally
before. You should keep
before.
The part where you're like, I don't give a fuck what I say. But you didn't hear the part before.
He's in a lot of trouble at the
moment. Oh, naughty
Isaac,
boy, naughty
he?
Boy.
Yeah. I'll go on record.
Yeah, now do you want to redo it?
Yeah, no.
Yeah, do it. Go for it.
He's a very bad comedian.
I watched his apology.
I think that's his biggest crime is that he's very bad at comedy.
That joke is so bad.
It's one of the that joke wouldn't work anywhere unless he was in front of every single one of his biggest fans.
Yeah, and it's such a long run up. It's and I know obviously we all understand about space and tension, but it's like. What are you? It's like we know comedy like that is supposed to be a trick, but like you're just what you know. There's a trick because it's like a diversion from everything else he does
totally.
In his act.
Mm. Well, that's the thing; it doesn't work as a joke because if you haven't heard it, basically he's like pretends to be concerned for the victims of the
totally.
Terror attack.
But we know
in New Zealand,
it's
and then spins it, and then like the surprise is that it's just a racist joke, and he doesn't care at all. But it's like. And the funeral director said, get off the bus.
Yeah.
I'm like, well, why is it my responsibility that it's on the bus? You're the funeral director. You arranged this. So, you should send that through to him.
Yeah.
But Yeah, like the premise didn't make any sense that he would be having any concern. Like no one would believe the premise of like
right. him
totally. Yeah, yeah. But actually, a being real concerned. Moment
because everyone knows that he's a psycho. So like
unless he was going for because he should do a whole show where he just does 55 minutes of those jokes. And then the end joke is not, it's quite a serious joke. It's like just a serious ending. And
everyone goes, I'm stuck in a character that I don't believe in. I'm a 30 year old man, probably older. I'm imprisoned by the fandom of teens.
But I wouldn't say anything bad about him because he.
Hi there, this is Tom just by himself a bit later. That beep, that was a bit of a joke. This is actually at the point at which my. Computer froze, so then we started we kept speaking for a few more minutes before we realized, and now we're going to come back in when we'd pressed record again. Apologies for the constant audio issues, but pretty soon I think we're getting it ironed out. After 16-17 episodes, I feel like that's when it's really going to start to soar on the audio front. And continue listening and yep, so yeah.
No, we I don't know what we lost. I'm not checking it now. But point is, we're back. And if the Butterfield thing wasn't included, I want to go in for a third time on how cool I think this guy is. I think he might be the best comedian.
Cool beard. It is the beard. The beard, I find, is the thing like that I struggle with the most.
If he didn't have a beard, I don't think he could get away with what he says.
My housemate said this to me because I was wearing a mask as I left the house tonight.
Joker mask.
I was wearing a joker.
For Isaac Butterfield's show.
Oh, my God. That's so funny. If everyone gets it wrong, just having a joker mask. And I put the mask on and he was like, I don't have to wear that. And I was like, why not? And he goes, because I've got a beard. And I was like, I don't think the beard. And he goes, trust me, the beard is as effective as a mask.
No.
Who said this?
Mark Kelly, my housemate.
That's ridiculous.
That's not real, is it?
I feel like what's actually happening there is your friend Mark is heavily associated with maybe you would be as well. You've got a moustache with Movember. He's actually an affiliate.
He's a big, he's caught up in that corrupt organization.
And I feel like as a result, he's kind of gotten too pro beard and he thinks that they have health benefits all year round.
Mm. But they don't have any. There's no health benefit to a moustache besides if you mental health in November from people donating. Yeah. But year to year, like you don't wake up in the morning and go, I feel better because I've got a mustache, do you?
Well, that's where you're wrong.
Exactly.
Well, I don't feel good until I look in a mirror and I'm like, God damn.
Yeah. Where did you grow the mustache? When did that happen?
I reckon I've had it for a while now. I reckon I've had it for at least 3 years.
3 years?
Because I saw an old video of myself, which I often like to do.
Yep.
Of course.
Looked back through the archives and I think it was like 3 years ago and I had a mustache then. And
wow.
And that would lead me to believe.
Your Honour, that is how I know definitively that I have had a...
I'd like to show Exhibit A, my stand-up set from 2017 at the mic in hand.
No, I don't know what... I don't know what court this is.
So your dad.
Yeah, so we were talking...
Did it get cut off?
I think we should intro it again, basically.
Okay, I've got it.
Caution's father has access to... A golf club that is special.
I would say it's like secret. It's almost like
secret.
It's like Stonecutters style.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They don't let any riffraff in off the street.
Totally. No.
Like I can't get in.
Which is a type of golf club, right? That's a thing that, you know, they have membership only.
Private golf course.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
very private. And Greg Norman's a member there. Like, we're talking about Epstein was a member.
Really?
Louis C.K. was a member.
Okay.
Cosby was the president.
Okay.
No, but like, I mean, the Clintons have played, you know, it's that kind of...
Feels like they're not going to play much golf at this place. I feel like they'll be focused on some other
things. Well, that's kind of why I want to get in
because
I want to start making the business deals, like kind of expanding my social network because I grew up very poor and I think this is my trajectory to end up in the higher class. Anyway, so I've been scouring the kind of the city for the last 2 years trying to find someone who's a member. One day, Caution let slip that his dad is a member at New South Wales Golf
Club. I did let it slip because you are not supposed to talk about it.
As soon as he
got me drunk, he stopped
and he made eye contact. He knew he fucked up. Knew he fucked up.
Can I ask why you want to be a member of this club? Is it because the golfing facilities there are fantastic or is it actually because you want to rub shoulders with the
best and brightest. Oh,
to if like I'm being,
he wants to be best friends with my dad.
Yeah, well, I
feel like that's really what's going on.
I wouldn't hate it, like, another friend as well. Like, but also the golf. I would say the golf course is I wouldn't say it's like top 30 in the world.
Totally. Have you ever played on it?
I have played it. Yeah, played it a few times.
So you had a bit of a taste, and then they won't let you back.
They would. There's a gate.
How did you taste it?
I used to play. I played New South Wales Cup there, and I played the. I used to play pennants there when I played for a rival Sydney club when I was a young teenager. A young teenager boy with the world ahead of him.
Coming teenager.
To think of that
with
teenager
no
now.
With no moustache. No moustache. And I have photos that prove it.
Anyway, so Koshin's dad is a member. I've asked Koshin to hook me up, get me in front
of
the board.
I've done my best.
But where are we at with it now?
I think it was like you got to wait 3 years. There's a 3-year wait list.
Hang on. So that
can't get me.
It's similar to Everly Comedy. It's a 3-year wait list.
No, but if he gets me in for a game, all he needs to, if he can just get me in front of these people.
You think if they see you.
In front of who?
Like, holy
but
shit.
If you're a promising.
The arrogance.
Everyone drops their cigars.
All they need to do is see me. What's the process for getting in? Do you have to be recommended by an existing member?
You need two recommendations.
Two recommendations.
Three.
It's like the
two.
Comedy seller.
So you...
It is the comedy
in
seller.
In your mind, you've already got the recommendation from Koshin's dad.
Well, Koshin's dad, I need another person. Well,
you need two more, it sounds like.
I need Greg Norman.
But I feel like you need to focus on Koshin's father first. I don't think you've shored that up.
But I think Koshin would vouch for me to his dad, surely.
I think that this is quite a serious deal and he's not going to be giving it out to his son's mates. It's almost as if this system was invented to prevent this exact thing from happening, of some guy to just go in and meet the richest
people. Yes, of course, but then an unlikely hero breaks through the system and opens it up for the working class.
Okay, so I wouldn't be saying anything like that when you're in the meeting.
No. I'm going to be like, I'm going to be like,
suit.
I'll be like, let's increase membership fees in here. That's what I'm going to be saying.
What are the membership fees?
But he said you can come as a guest. His guest.
Okay. That's all I need, as Michael Jordan would say. That's all I needed.
But not during COVID time, so you might have to wait till
this fucking pandemic.
Yeah, oh my God. Stick it on the news. It's affecting everything.
If it's not ripping through India,
you can't get membership for no reason. Not that you don't deserve it at all.
Golf club in the country.
Exactly.
It is expensive. I reckon we'd be looking at. See, there's a huge joining fee, which I would also need waived because it's financially. So far beyond me.
Boys, it's early days. Before I meet you, I just this membership thing, I'm going to need that wave. Thank you very much. My name is Sam.
But look at this putt. Bing.
Yeah.
I'm good. So I'm going to make you look bad every week. Can I come back?
But my golf game's not even that good. It's fine, but not to the level. Like, Greg Norman's a member there.
My golf isn't
going to impress anyone.
But how
good... The Great White Shark plays there.
How good is the average... Because I see golf as kind of... Obviously, it's like an older man's game, with you being an exception. And, people kind of use it as, like, a way to socialize and stuff. I feel what is the kind of average standard? In my mind, when you see old guys going off, they're all shit and they're just having a chat.
Most of them are terrible. I was reading the other day, it's only something like 7% of all golfers break 100 when they play a round.
I don't know what that means.
And I also don't.
So, like, generally, its average is about
I thought lower was
70.
Better.
Lower is better. So I'm saying... And so par's about 70.
Okay.
Which is what, like, a professional should do it in. That's what you play to.
Yeah.
Most of them don't break 100. Only 7% do.
Okay. So that's, so that's an indication of the standard. Here's an idea for you.
Okay.
Because I've played golf a few times.
Yep.
And I find the pars, because on par, par just means, like, that's good.
Fine.
To me, par is extraordinary. par is very difficult on most of these courses.
Yeah.
I don't know. So... And in the same way, some pubs.
Call them, pardon me? This is quite hard.
Can we raise that when you're a member?
Well, pardon me. Koshin's dad does his job. I'll do mine and I'll raise that once I get in there.
Totally. But I feel like, some like pubs, for example, they will make the, I don't know if you know this, but in the pool tables, they'll make the holes bigger. So everyone's like better at the game. They finish quicker. They feel good at pool. They buy more drinks. You know what I mean? Like and I love that because when you play pool at a pub, you feel great. I feel like we need... A new golf course. Maybe we could start
one. Maybe the hole is enormous.
Yes.
It's maybe like 20 meters wide.
And the par is like...
They tried that.
Really?
2 years ago, they created a new thing where they made the hole the size of a small coffee table.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I haven't...
It was so big. You couldn't miss the hole. It kind of took a bit of the fun out of it.
Yeah. I mean, I think then you need the bowl to be bigger.
Now we're just changing.
Now we're playing basketball,
so
maybe.
And if we could have it
10 feet in the air, maybe I could dribble, put a couple of people in front of me, see if they can stop me.
Singlets and stuff.
Yeah. I mean, I'll wear what I want. You know, the ladies wear the skin tight. Get Cambridge down.
Oh, now we're speaking my language. There's a lot of improvements to be made on the game, probably, but they're working through that at the moment.
Or make the hole even smaller so the ball doesn't even fit in. Got it, that'd make them furious.
Oh, so you can't get it in.
It's a prank golf course.
He's fuming. Look at his face.
I'm not angry at all.
He doesn't want to even think of the golf ball can't go in the golf hole. That would ruin your life.
No, it would make a lot of sense because it's not going in much at the moment in my golf game.
It would give you a very good excuse.
There's a golfer at the moment who's been lifting heaps of weights.
My dad's can't stop talking about it.
Dude, it's crazy.
My dad's like, I'm lifting weights. He's like, I want to put on 10 kilos. And I don't think he's doing it very well.
A famous golfer?
He's like in the world top 10. And so in COVID, he went away for like 2 months and just hit the gym. And he's come back.
And no one hits it further than him.
Yeah, he's hitting it so awesome. Far.
That's who, why has no protein. One thought of that yet?
Well, they kind of all huge. Have been, but he's gotten just so much bigger. He's just like a bodybuilder.
So other guys are like, excuse me, everyone, I thought of it. So I thought of doing it. I didn't do it, but I thought of it.
Kind of, pretty much.
They're probably all like, let's just agree not to do this because it sounds really hard.
Yeah. And we're all making so much money. Yeah. We're like quite famous. It's like a really well-funded. Let's all just agree to be fat as shit and not do fuck all. We just wander up and down.
Of being a golfer, it's like you're a professional athlete who looks like shit.
Everyone used to look so
exactly.
bad.
Yeah.
If you watch cricketers in the 90s, it's fucked. Everyone's got like red faces. They're like dehydrated. They're sweating and stuff. They're so fat.
And then you go back another 100 years, you look at the 100-meter sprinters and it's those guys. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's what even the most elite athletes in the world are.
The sprinters did do look fucked in the early 1900s.
I would have won in 1920, I reckon.
They're so jacked.
Now sprinters, why are they so jacked? Like you only need big legs, but their whole upper body is enormous.
I mean, they've got to have some nice picks.
You got to swing. And once you're famous. I mean,
the swinging helps.
Oh, yeah.
So if you've got big biceps, you can swing through the air faster.
Brother, I don't know about that specific one.
Is getting me sprinting lessons with like the best sprinting coach in the world.
I mean, that probably would like with your NRL like players. With your form.
Were they out of vouchers at JB Hi-Fi?
Well, it was that or the sprinting training.
Just quickly go back to this crazy ripped golfer.
Oh yeah,
is that during the week he's come out and they're like, "What's next?" Because he got really muscly. And
what's next?
And he said, "What's next?"
Fuck
and he said,
you.
He said, "To be honest, golf is not my main passion. My new passion is that I want to live to 130 or 140.
Oh, that's not bad.
So that's all he goes. That's why he's lifting weights and getting big because he wants to live to 140.
That's such a weird passion to live. I know.
He just wants to live.
What do you do for that now? It's like, seems like it comes into play when you're like 80.
Yeah, exactly. 80, yeah. Like, let's see how not long even. We can get it.
Yeah.
80, you're like halfway.
Yeah.
That's also weird because I feel like the word passion implies like during your life to kind of take interest in like some sort of small area and really devote yourself kind of to that specifically. Whereas his passion is, I want to live really long. Like, yeah. We all want that. Like that's.
But
that's
he might just want. He might want to put himself in a box with like controlled heating, the perfect temperature.
Yeah.
Just the right enough, enough food, water, just perfect conditions to get as long as he possibly can.
So is that another way of saying then, like when people are like, "What's next for you?" By saying that reply, he's just implying like you're being annoying. You're actually bothering me right now.
No.
I would like to get into a box where I'm just live the perfect existence for the next 50 years.
This is causing me stress. This might affect my ability.
You're fucking killing me right now, man. You are killing me. Literally. I want to live to 140.
You're ruining my gains, my yearly gains.
Every question, it's like, you're being dramatic. No, I'm not.
It would be, if you could get to 140, like everything is a failure. If he dies at 90 now, everyone's going to be like,
off by a lot.
A young man.
It's a great example.
Cut down in his prime.
Aiming too high. You're halfway when you're 70.
Who wants to live that long anyway?
Have you seen a 110-year-old? Fucked.
Have you seen like
Have I seen one?
Mm.
Where? Where are they?
Oh, on the news.
The
famous Japanese lady.
Oh, yeah. Don't they find someone in India?
Actually, she looks good. I remember seeing that. Yeah. No, I just try to take back.
She's lifting weights and playing golf, and you're like, "Fuck it, works."
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's the trainer. She's got a YouTube channel telling golfers how to work out. I feel like she looked though 90 or something. That's when the gaps, like if someone's like 40 and they look 20, that's mental. That's like unheard of, right? That you would look insane. But and she looks like she's like in her 110s and she could be 70 or something. So that's
but then after for the that best age, looking it's person all in the world. Like, you know, whatever.
Oh, it's all it's junk all just, time.
It's all over. You know what I mean?
Yeah, once women go past breeding age, Ben Caution finds them invisible. He doesn't think they have any worth. They're worthless and all the same.
Because if everyone started averaging 120, 130.
Yes. Which could happen in Western countries.
Yeah, because I guess like the age, we're all living longer at the moment.
Well, I've told you this, right? My friends from uni's boyfriend had worked, and I don't have enough details, but he worked in New York with billionaires. Like he had a job where he consulted them or whatever. And he was telling me, like to my face, and he's an earnest guy, he was saying to me that some of these billionaires are on this pill where they pay like 40K a week for it or whatever.
You've told me about this pill.
Yeah, and they look great. Like these are 55-year-old people, like people in their 50s, and they look like in their 30s. And they just, really? They look fantastic.
Where do they get the pill? Who gives them the pill?
I know no more details than what I've just said, which I know
vitamin
makes it.
Vitamin C?
More like vitamin H or something when we haven't heard of.
B12. It's probably mushrooms.
We talking riboflavin? Talking riboflavin?
I find it funny when there's like an inspirational video of like a guy who's like 102 and they're like, watch him sprint the 100 meters in 5 minutes. And everyone's like, that's amazing. And I'm like, no, it's not. That sucks.
It's like he's showing me doing that.
And it's like, I bet other 100-year-olds could do that. This guy's got an ego. You know what I mean? This guy's got a problem. He should have given up on this stuff.
You have an attention deficit disorder problem. This is you leaning over a 100-year-old man being like, go home. This is the Olympics. Fastest on the planet, not slowest cunt that can still do it. Like, that's actually the record he's setting.
Do you remember Eric the Eel at the Olympics?
Oh, yeah.
And he's the only one in the pool. And everyone's just cheering him on, going crazy.
He was in a race by himself.
No, everyone finished so early.
Oh, right. Okay.
And he still had.
But wasn't he only in one? Wasn't he in one of the last heats? So there were only like three people swimming or something in that race. I feel like he had only a few.
Oh, so there were never that many in there.
I think so.
In his defense, he couldn't really train and learn to swim properly. Totally.
So his thing was like, I would have been good, you know.
Yeah, he would have shot. Yeah.
But I mean, if we let in all of those people, I feel like Olympics would be pretty long. People who just could be good if they'd ever had a shot.
Yeah.
That's a lot of heats.
That reminds me of in my swimming carnival, and I dove in.
What did you say, dived in?
I always say Dave with my friend because it's
funny. I dove in. I dove in. I was Ben. I got out. I was Dave. I dove in.
That's a joke. And my goggles fell off, and I didn't care about the race, so I just started diving under the water to get my goggles. Everyone thought I was drowning.
Yes.
Just bobbing up and down under the water. Someone dived in to save me.
Oh, my God, yeah.
And I was like, I'm fine. Finished the race, and then it was like, oh, my God, you're so brave. I can't believe you finished that race. They thought I was, like, drowning, and I finished the race. So I'm like, no, I just got my goggles. And
that's why awesome. You don't like the 100-year-old man. You're like, fuck off with your sympathy. I don't need it. I can excel by myself. I don't even fucking care about it. I like that you started the story with, like, I didn't even care about the swim carnival, so that's why I did it.
Didn't even care. It's not a big deal.
Didn't even want to win.
More into athletics, so.
I had the same thing in year four, but I was actually trying my heart. Artist at Butterfly, and a teacher dived in to save me, and I had to be
it's a
similar
tough,
thing
it's
be
a
like
tough stroke.
Yeah,
it's impossible. I don't even
exactly
know how
anyone
how
do you do it. It's also slow.
I could do it, but it was like 100-year-old man-esque. It was very slow.
There's no point to Butterfly. I've thought this so like breaststroke. Obviously, it's like a survival stroke. Freestyle,
awesome.
The quickest backstroke as well. Sometimes you want to float on your back. Who? Why
That's
would
the
anyone do
one.
Fucking Butterfly? Nah.
It feels wrong to
me. Both of the parts are wrong. The arms and the legs.
Which way do the legs go?
The legs are the worst.
The legs got to go together and be like...
No! Like a fish.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh,
that's one you can kind of cheat. Every now and then you get a few kicks in. People are like, oh. But if you shit, no one cares.
Yeah.
I also had in year seven, I don't know if I've told you this, the first swimming carnival I ever went to, which is, you know, on the first week at a new high school, I kind of did care, to be honest. I wasn't particularly good at swimming, but I did care.
You're like, this will put Tom Cashman on the map.
A little bit. I think so, probably, for my peers. You know what I mean? That's kind of how you bond. And I daved in, and it was Yeah, and like I'd been practicing a little bit and I was swimming for maybe like 10 meters and I looked to my left and I had goggles on and looked to my right, I could see, and no one was ahead of me. So I'm like, fuck, I'm winning. This is good. And then I swam over like a rope. I was like, and I had a thought of like, why is there a rope in the pool? That's crazy. But anyway, I'm winning, so I'm just going to keep going. And kept going. And yeah, was checking every now and then. And like, there was clear day in front of me, like no one else in the pool as far as I could see. And got to the end and got out of the water and looked up, and like the whole school, everyone's like cheering, like pointing and laughing and cheering at me or whatever. And it was clear that it was a false start, and hell, that's what the rope is. And everyone was just laughing at me the whole time. So and then I had to walk in front of everyone and then do the race again. But I was perped.
I love picturing they're like, I'm winning, and they're laughing because how well I did. They're laughing at me because they love it.
There was a moment there of like, yes, because I knew I'd been checking. When I got to the end, I was like, ugh. And then the teacher was there being like a real, you know, it's okay face. No, she knew it would be embarrassing because hundreds of people were yelling. She was like, there's actually been a mistake.
Did you have to live with that for a while at high school? Did people let you forget it? Or?
I do remember. It wasn't too bad. I think it's so early days. You're so nondescript. People don't even know who you are. You know what I mean?
Could
I remember
it a bit. Anyone, later. To be honest.
Totally. And I just didn't know the rope in the pool thing. Like when. What's that?
You probably thought it was like, you know, when the Olympic red line is there ahead of you and you're like,
This is the record.
Yeah.
For ages I used to watch swimming and I'd be like, God, that would be distracting.
The red line?
Yeah. Are those lasers going to get in Forky's eyes? How do they do it? I'm like looking at the pool. I'm like, how do they get that fucking red line in there? Point.
I feel like in the year 2000, the first Olympics I kind of remember watching.
Great Olympics.
I think that was when the red line was quite like technologically advanced in terms of what they were able to do with television. Yeah. I think they were quite proud of the red line. And I feel like we saw a lot of those kind of lines, more than was probably necessary.
They should have it with everything. I think they should have it on stage when you're doing stand-up, and if you cross the line, you've gone too far.
Oh my God.
In a stand-up point.
Isaac Butterfield has crossed the red line.
Wow. Some like bureaucrat woman with a clipboard comes out. Excuse me, Isaac. I'd like to interrupt. You've actually crossed the line, as you can see. We've got the automation technology here. Making jokes about race in 2020 is not acceptable. And now to finish the performance, Ben Caution.
What was that?
What was that?
Nothing.
You can't. That was something.
I've forgotten which ones I put on. Which ones?
Tom, I think that was nothing.
Have you put new ones on?
Perhaps? Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
This is exciting!
Oh my God!
You always wait so long in the.
Yeah, but I always forget about them. But then also I there's only a few new ones. But also, I've loaded them on there, and I feel like this could be it's going to be...
Wow.
It's going to be an opportunity in the future. God. I'm pretty excited about it. Although the multi-track thing didn't work.
Oh.
Oh.
So, you know.
Ben's really hurt by that.
I'm bummed.
Today,
yes.
I was... We all live in Sydney.
Yes.
And that list went round about
not
this.
Just, for all lots of days.
Yeah, for all days. But that list went round of that guy that... He went on that night, went to all the bars. Had like a pretty big night.
Oh, is this guy who went to Harpoon Harry's?
Oh, no, this is a different guy. So this guy went to the Warren View, the Everly. Went to Mary's.
Everly's in trouble.
Ben runs a fucking comedy night at that pub.
Yeah.
But he was there on a Friday.
I know. He probably the comedy was on Friday, I'm sure. He made a mistake.
You're going to do your own press conference?
You're bringing this anyone.
Yeah, it's a tragedy. This man clearly came to Everly on the wrong night, Sundays.
Well, I had been, so they were like, if you've been to any six of these on those dates, you've got to go get tested. I had been to three of them.
Jesus.
Like one day either side of this guy.
Oh, right. And you chose to mention that half an hour into chatting to us in person.
No, I don't have to get tested. Great.
Yeah, totally.
I checked it all out.
You technically don't meet the criteria that the government laid out. That means
I was
you're
wearing
all clear.
A fucking mask. And Ben has a mustache. What's your safety
method? Double's not going to kill him.
No, I don't fit either. I feel like I did see something about beards stopping masks working as well.
Oh, stopping the mask from working.
I think that's what he meant.
If there's gaps from the beard.
Exactly.
But surely Butterfield's beard, because he could wrap it back up. Because Mark Kelly, my housemate, just has, it's like just a face, nice kind of bushy beard. Butterfield's got the Ned Kelly thing. He could just wrap it back up over the front of his face. Surely that would do something.
That seems uncomfortable.
Yeah, but we're in a pandemic.
Yeah, you gotta do anything.
You know how sometimes like guys with beards get like something when they eat, they get something stuck like in their beard. Yeah. I wonder if you went into Isaac Butterfield's beard and really looked in there, whether there'd be a better comedian in there.
That's a tweet.
Thank you.
Yeah,
but that COVID thing is funny. Imagine if you were like that guy, but you didn't. Mm. You had a horrible night. Mm. Not a horrible night, but you went to some bad, seedy places.
Totally.
The news report had to be like, he went to a brothel.
Then he went to get money out. Then he went back to the brothel. Then he went to a therapist.
It was kind of bad because it was like, they just went and did the times. And it was just like, yeah, every 15, 20 minutes he was going to a new...
I mean, I was jealous of that guy. It sounds like he had a great night.
Well, that's the thing.
It's like you hear about people just bar hopping, but it's like never actually happened in my life. Like, I'm always like, oh, we'll meet up for a drink and we just stay at one pub and then it closes. Or
maybe that's
leaves.
Deliberately what they're doing, though, because I think if you're somewhere for over 2 hours, then you, like, have infected the... I think it counts as, like, an actual contact if you spend more than 2 hours in a place, I think. So maybe if you're just only there for... You can have COVID, go out and, like, spend an hour in each place and you never kind of qualify.
I think COVID's crazy.
You've famously been off it the whole time.
Yeah, I haven't had it. I've been off it. But I think it's crazy.
Yeah, you think it's crazy? I think it's normal now.
That's the problem. Yeah. I think it's crazy that it's normal. That everyone's just, like, living their lives.
You know what I saw now?
Yeah.
Today, I saw an article... Which I think now there's a culture of a lot of articles trying to make it look like, which it could be true, that young people will get fucked by it because they want young people to take it seriously. So I think there's a bit of propaganda here happening, and you've got to be a bit careful what you believe.
You've got to wade through the bullshit.
Exactly. But this was a legitimate news outlet said that a bunch of people, I think 25% was the number that they were throwing around, 25% of young people that have got it are, like, losing clumps of hair and shit.
Okay, I'm staying inside. All right, I'll see you. Come on.
So if you like that moustache, you need to step away from this.
That is a good
fella.
Way to get young people to knock out. You're going to go bald. You're going to get the micro penis.
That's what they do. Exactly. That's what they do with smoking and stuff. They focus on, like, visual stuff. They're like, your teeth are going to be gross. Your skin's going to be all old. No one's going to fuck you. And so it's the same thing with coronavirus.
They should say that on the front of cigarette packets. No one's going to fuck you.
It's like, want a cigarette? No one's going to fuck you.
And then, actually, the opposite is true.
Yeah.
Cigarettes are cool.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
They should give no one's going to fuck you and people will stop probably fuck you packets to each newsagent and each, like, 7-Eleven stuff. And then it's on the guy to give which one to whoever deserves it. It's like, you decide, okay? Just, like, have
or
a
they
look,
should
get
just
a vibe with,
like,
their personality.
They should just own the fact that you're going to, if you smoke cigarettes, you're going to have sex because it'll make you irresistible to people.
Clearly.
But it's like, is sex worth dying early?
Totally.
Lung cancer.
I feel like this kind of links into the 140-year-old man, you know what I mean? Like, how many experiences do you forego to have that extra life?
Yeah. You
know, how much...
What's he doing in his last 40 of the 100 years?
Well, that's what I'm saying. Well, I reckon
he's
lying in a box.
And he's beating up that 102-year-old.
he's making a big splash at the Olympics. He's getting a lot of claps, doesn't understand there's some, naysayers in the crowd.
A lot of laughs. I love when you're at the Olympics and you get a lot of laughs for getting the gold medal.
No one gets laughs on the podium in the Olympics.
They call it the Masters. Well, I don't think they're Masters of anything. I think they're old as shit. That's what I...
And Ben reckon. Yeah, cigarette. What were we talking about before then?
Oh, COVID.
Oh, yeah, COVID. Anyway, look, it's all clear enough.
It's all a bit of fun, though.
It's pretty interesting.
It's the worst takes ever, saying it's crazy, and then it's a bit of fun, and then it's pretty interesting.
I like it.
What about this?
I feel like it's at the right level of, like, the right amount of scary, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
To be kind of, like, still feel like it's a bit of an interesting time.
Well, I think Sydney's in a weird spot where it's like things went back to normal, but then obviously nothing is really back to normal.
But yeah, it's not. I had a breakthrough, I think, for myself with COVID last week. Whereas, like, I think I was quite anxious about the whole thing and I was like, this is so annoying.
Losing sleep, losing hair.
I had COVID.
Yeah, mate, you've been to three of the six things on the list.
I don't feel right about
that. Technically, I wasn't there during the same time frame, so that means I don't need to get tested.
No, because I was kind of upset about, because I was like, well, I guess just like, you know, like from a work point of view, it's just like I just lose a year to it. Mm. You know what I mean? And it's totally. Like a year I'll never get back. But now I've kind of, I think it's like the five stages of grief. Now I've accepted that fact and I've got a new lease on life. I'm like, well, I bought a surfboard today, you know, like. I'm doing other stuff.
That was all to you trying to lead into the fact that you bought a surfboard.
No,
today.
It wasn't at all.
Yes, it is.
It was not at all. But
that is an embracing life and like the vibe of a happy guy is having bought a surfboard.
Absolutely. Totally. I'm on the beach. I'm surfing. People are like, how are you going with the pandemic?
That
I'm
is, like, those are actually ever. The stages of grief. It's like accept. Oh no, what is it? Like anger. Bargaining
and I went through the
acceptance
all.
Surfboard micropenis. Sorry, that's a symptom, not a it's something you already had before.
But yeah, cause I think surfing is kind of like the ultimate chill thing to do.
Oh yeah,
and so that's where I'm at. From
I feel like yeah, your approach to life is very similar to maybe to Greg Norman. I feel like golf and surfing.
Now we're getting somewhere.
This is you're going to be the next shark.
Isn't he ripped?
He's in such good condition.
Imagine if he get attacked by a shark when he was just surfing. God.
Oh my God. No, the shark would say, "Game, recognize
this
game."
Oh my God, sir! I would never bite you. I'm sorry. I thought you were a seal.
The shark would be like, "They said the day would come where you would grace the water and come and give us instructions." He could get to 140 because he's 60. He looks unreal.
He's 60.
Yeah,
I've seen him, and you know what I would have guessed. 60. He looks 60, dude.
It's bad when you look bad for your age and you're like 120. You know, like that Prince Albert guy. That
Like,
he looks bad for dead for 2 weeks.
Yeah. Well, he looks scary as well. I feel like it's the vibe on top of the age. So some people look like old and like cute, for example, for being old. And then it's like, oh, what an old, cute woman.
Yeah.
But then if you have kind of weird, scary eyes.
Yep.
That kind of makes it.
I think old people forget to moisturize. That's my take. A lot of the time, their face is peeling off.
No, but your skin just gets a bit shit as you get older.
Maybe you can't do anything for it.
You reckon they're moisturizing and it's still shit? I think you could have a point.
You reckon moisturize will solve all these issues?
I reckon they're going to look like they're 20. They just need to moisturize a little bit.
I think they should call them aged don't care homes.
Have a little self-respect, Rhonda.
Not putting any effort in, my God.
They should have makeovers for people in their hundreds.
Yeah, well, now we've got to get people to their hundreds, though. Like,
fine, 90s. Come on.
That is the most dystopic fucking crazy thing is to have a show where they did this poor 95-year-old.
So frail.
Exactly.
Blow-dries, pushing their
head. Slapping makeup on them and then pushing them down the catwalk.
But they'll have to because if you love this new world at 140, you're going to have to be dating at 100. You're another 40 years. You need companionship.
Yeah.
Well, that is the thing that happens, I think, with people who are, you know, anywhere above 60, maybe 65, 70. Like, breaking up makes no sense because it's like, what are you going to do? You know what I mean? So you're just stuck in it. But, yeah, imagine, like, getting divorced when you were 90. Like, mental.
Yeah, lawyers are going to love this new this new long-living life.
But then maybe gold digging will come in because imagine how much wealth you can accumulate over the course of, like, 140 years, even if...
That's so funny.
You're, you know, not a particularly rich person. Just dating. Compound interest. My goodness gracious. Think of that, you know.
Yeah.
Maybe everyone gets a go at your golf club.
No. Once I'm in there, we're going to really lock it down, I think.
Those membership fees.
But that's crazy. Like, even at 140 dudes, it's still going to be dating 20-year-olds.
Yeah. Oh,
really?
It's like instead of half your age plus seven, it's divide your age by seven. That's crazy.
Imagine being a century older than someone.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I'm 100 years old.
Don't notice it after a while.
At first, we didn't have a lot of common ground.
Yeah. She could be my great, 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 great granddaughter or my great, 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 great girlfriend. Either way.
She doesn't get a lot of my references. World War One,
World War Two, Vietnam War,
Golf War. My first three wars.
Well, there's been a lot of wars in this country. Yeah, I've lived for probably 400 years.
The invention of the wheel, she didn't understand how important that was.
You want to fucking take my money? I invented money. I was around for the invention of money. I remember before money, it was just chickens and blowjobs.
Chickens and
blowjobs. That's not bad.
That's pretty good.
You been doing any comedy, Ben?
I've been doing a fair bit. Getting out to as many bars as I can, touching, meeting the people.
That's it.
Yeah, touch. Are you touching?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you love to touch. What's that new weird thing you got to do with MCs now where one of you puts your hand out, then the other one doesn't, then one of you elbows.
I've been blowing them all a confused. Kiss.
Oh, that's funny.
As you walk out, you look like that.
I've been texting them after saying, you are shit. You are fucking shit. That's what I've been doing.
How do they respond?
They're like, oh, I'm sorry. And they do an elbow emoji. Like,
I do a big
chest. Is there an elbow emoji?
Nah.
No, there is not.
I've got to get my hands on
There is not an elbow emoji. I'd like to apologize for that last joke. I would love one. So you're doing spots?
Spots, yeah. It's fun to do spots. What do you think the crowds have been like since this COVID-969?
It's a great question.
I reckon they're all right. I reckon they're about the same.
You think it's the same?
Ish.
I think there's some bit of difference. A level of enthusiasm for live performance.
Definitely because they was kind of feel at the a start, bit, I think.
They feel a bit starved of it. I feel like, yeah, standards are lower. So I feel like we're all shitter and that we're still getting laughs. You know
yeah.
what I mean?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's how I felt when I did the first few gigs. I was like, you know, we should really be allowed to be as shit as we want. Like, I was just looking at my hand, reading off
But
books.
We were. Everyone still laughed, I thought.
Yeah.
Yeah. But they quickly forgot, I felt like. Within 2 weeks, it was back to being like, you got to prepare, you know.
But I think
you got to bring it.
I think sometimes they didn't want to hear COVID material. Mm. And then sometimes, if you had good COVID material, it crushed real hard.
So you're saying sometimes they didn't want to hear COVID, but also sometimes they did.
Want wow.
Whoa!
Now, is that a good take?
I mean, next time I'm up there, I just don't know what I'm going to do. Do I do COVID? Do I not do COVID? Sometimes I like COVID. Ben also said sometimes I don't like COVID.
You got to feel them out. You know what I mean? That's the beauty of this game we're in.
Yeah.
The unwinnable game. Stand-up comedy.
I ran into a guy I knew from uni who works in politics who said that they there was kind of like a month or so there where like all both the main parties were working together and weren't like the approaching all the issues kind of on a bipartisan basis, but that's gone and now they're kind of back to attacking each other. So I think maybe that kind of period, you only get a month or 6 weeks or something if there's a huge pandemic, kind of correlates with the period where crowds are willing to give us a bit of, you know, slack for being a bit shit. I reckon, once that's over, it's back to people approaching it as it being back to normal.
I think crowds should be like, excuse me, I'm burping. That's what crowds should be like. They should come back and they're like, sorry, we can't laugh, we're burping.
That would be crazy.
No, they should
were all
be
like that.
It would be. Come on, admit it.
Admit it.
It would be crazy. What I was buying some time.
Ripped
through my body.
And I think we identified that, and we thought what you said was actually, if you took it literally and took that context away, quite silly. And that's what we were trying to identify.
And perfect for a podcast, really.
Well, if we had the fucking screens in here.
Oh, yeah.
Then you would see the burp and you'd see this kind of great eye contact.
This is what you want.
That's why people watch podcasts, for the eye contact.
I feel like if you had screens in here, you'd want something maybe up on the, or something else going on. Yeah, because otherwise it's wearing hats. I mean, that is kind of some real estate there that not many people are using. You know what I mean?
It's true.
We advertise. What about, do you remember the TV show The Naked News?
Oh, yeah. Oh,
incredible format. Stuff. They read the news whilst taking off their clothing. What if we did
That's actually how I got most of my news.
Imagine if they were, like, really informative, like the best did news anyone, source as well.
And people said that about, like, Playboy. Like, I didn't. I was only reading it for the articles. Was anyone watching Naked News just for the news?
No, I was watching CNN. It's way better.
Watching
them naked.
Watching Jon Stewart being like, this sucks.
Take your clothes off, John. I want to see what if we did that in a podcast way with screens, obviously.
Yes.
Cameras.
Screens.
We're naked.
Mm.
And then we broadcast that out.
Okay, so you are now not only proposing that there are like GoPros in here somewhere, but you're proposing that we're also naked.
It's not a bad hook.
It's going to be hard to book a guest.
It's not hooked. It's like pretty straight. bit to the left, but come on.
Ben liked that.
I like it. What can Guilty. I say? I liked it.
Guilty.
What, was he supposed to not like it?
No. I was saying it tickled him.
Did you like it?
Oh. Okay.
What did you like about the joke, Sam?
No, he's the one that liked it. Ben liked it.
Yeah, I know, but did you like it?
It was okay. Yeah.
A, I loved it. B, it was shit. C, it was just okay.
I'll lock in C, thanks.
Thank you. Yeah, I suppose that's the end of that. That would be good if I had the ding.
Yeah.
Thing. Yeah,
that music is really intense.
Yeah.
Can you put that on again?
It's really good.
If you have that in your headphones, I wouldn't be able to answer a question on that music.
Well, I got nervous.
I feel like I'm about to get murdered. Are you A, terrified?
I would have put that on.
Oh, gosh.
Is the monster A, under your bed? B, in your cupboard? C, in your mind?
What else you got there in those little blocks?
I mean, I had... Oh, so I think... So let's say you told a story about, like, something that was quite, you know, people coming together in the community.
Heartwarming.
That's when good neighbors...
Oh, that's great.
So that's a very specific little audio cue.
Yeah. God, so we're hoping that at some point I'll be like, so I was in my apartment building the other day, and it's like, and who did they talk to?
Oh my God. That came up naturally. I'd be shitting my pants.
Oh my God.
If I had a story about my neighbor.
I realized I didn't have any sugar and I was like, God, could I ask someone? Do I go to the shop? I went to the shop. Turn it off.
Exactly.
Home and away. Is that your other one?
Yeah, exactly. It's all just destroyed. In things.
Have you moved back to the eastern suburbs?
I've never left.
You're still there now?
I'm in Edgecliff.
Mm.
And you've moved in with your better half?
My friend.
Oh.
Yes. No, yes. It's fine to refer to as my friend.
Yeah.
And roommate.
My friend, my best friend. That's crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, that's kind of what people say when they get married.
Yeah, everyone always says that, my best friend.
I always thought that was just...
You don't need... Like your partner to be your best friend, I don't think.
No.
I was talking to your girlfriend.
I think you'd want some intimacy.
Oh, you definitely want him to be friendly with
them. Yeah. You'd want to be friends.
But I thought that's kind of just wrapped all up in the title, that they're your best friend. I don't think you then need to reiterate and be like, and you'll get this. She's actually my best friend.
Yeah. Totally.
It's like, yeah, of course.
I think they can be separate.
You apparently like her more than anyone else in the world.
Yeah. But I mean, some people have a pretty separate thing. As a man, I feel like we all know men that you never meet the girlfriend, you know what I mean? Like you have male friends that the girlfriend's kind of never around and they seem to have a separate relationship with them. I've always wondered why that is. I feel like sometimes it's maybe because they have like a different personality around their girlfriend and they don't want to double up, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like do you do different things? You must do different things like coochie coochie coo.
But I do that like in front of my friends.
Here we go.
I say, hello, Schminky.
You actually?
Hello, what?
Hello, Schminky.
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 That's cute. I mean, it's disgusting.
No, yeah, I don't think it's cute at all.
A lot of people love it.
It's very Trumpy. Everyone says it's great.
Everyone thinks it's a great thing to say to your girlfriend.
Your girlfriend told me, because it was her birthday on the weekend.
Yeah.
I didn't get invited to the festivities. But she was saying that you were on a Bucks party.
Yeah.
And then
I didn't get invited to that. Just drop that there.
I didn't get invited because she was like, oh, last year I had a birthday. I invited hundreds of people, everyone in common. And I was like, well, I didn't get.
I'll have a word to her.
I didn't get it. Well, yeah, please.
Totally. Have a word to the missus and the father. What else do you want from this guy?
Just let me move in.
Yeah. I want to go to the best golf place. I want your girlfriend. I want to be her best friend.
I want to call her, what, Schminky?
Schminky.
Schminky. Anyway, good so Lord. She said that you went to a Bucks and then left the Bucks party to go back and see her. And I said to her, this is crazy because you only go to a Bucks party, the person's Bucks party, Bucks party once, whereas she'll have heaps of birthdays.
Mm. Yeah. You know, it's funny
She gets to 140, like she's like 124 or something like
that. That is the trouble with going to 140 is the value of your birthdays is diluted quite significantly.
No one cares about 30.
Yeah. If he thinks anyone's coming to his 50th, he's got another thing coming.
But then they get more exciting the older you get.
Do 70, they?
50 is huge.
Do they?
If I went to someone's 130th, I'd be pretty excited to get that invite.
It's like, what do you get a guy who's at 129 birthdays?
Oh, you're going to a 21st? Very interesting. I'm actually going to 121st.
They say life begins.
11 squared, so not bad.
But yeah, she did.
Any times tables fans?
Well, I thought I was doing a good thing because I was like, "Hey, I'm such a good guy. I'm going to leave this Bucks party and come have dinner with you." But in a way, I was actually doing a bad thing. Someone told me because I left the Bucks party, being a bad guy there, and then showed up to her dinner very drunk.
Totally.
So really,
with a lot of negative energy about having had to just leave the Bucks party, talking with lots of stories.
I wonder what
the
boys are doing right now.
But that's the thing. My friends are so like tame. It's not like a Bucks party where there are drugs and strippers. We literally had to. We all got an apple, and we had to see who could eat the apple the fastest.
The one apple, or a different apple?
Different apples.
That's awesome. Okay. Who won? Do I know anyone that was there?
Yeah, you probably know all my friends.
Oh, awesome! How'd you go?
I did all right. Someone ate it in two bites. But there was all like, there was a MasterChef challenge. You know, we're not
two
like,
bites.
We're not crazy dudes.
You know what you should do? Once you get this sprinting thing up and running.
Oh, yeah.
New challenge, 100 meter sprint, and you have to finish the apple during the sprint.
Yeah, that's tough.
Or a few beers. No. I don't know. About to get married.
I don't think so. I think it's going down different activities.
Instead of strippers, let's strip down our walls, talk about our feelings.
And then we did an escape room after dinner.
Oh, see, that's all right.
And
that's funny.
God, it's so funny. I think it's funny. I've never done an escape room before, but I think it's funny that some people do escape rooms like drunk. Like they get hammered.
Do they? I didn't know this.
There was some, I think you've got to keep your wits about you.
There were some lebs in the escape room before. Whoa, whoa, whoa. I don't know if that's bad to
say. Surely you got a buzzer for that, Tom.
Honestly, I know this is bad. Oh, they love it. They love it.
Well, confirmed.
I'm not going to do the impression, but hearing drunken lebs doing an escape room is one of the funniest things I've ever heard.
That's sick. Through the other wall?
Yeah, through the wall.
Can you do the impression?
Oh, they're like, what the fuck does this mean, bro? I keep doing New Zealander when I try
that
to.
Is
that's
funny.
So fun.
It's funny.
Oh, what the fuck?
It's fun to hear. It's such a good means by which to.
Get that fucking clue.
Is that a fucking clue, dude?
Can't get that fucking clue already.
That's fun to just see anyone under that. I've only done it a few times, but I did it with different friends, and you see their true colours, I feel like, because you see how they manage under stress and pressure and how what their problem-solving skills are. And particularly if you were drunk, like that's really a window into someone's soul, you know what I mean?
True.
So how did you go? Were you frustrated?
I didn't really do anything. I don't really care about the escape rooms.
So people
so I sort
took
of sat
over.
Back and let people do it.
I don't really care.
I was playing with the props and, you know, just...
A few jokes, keep the morale up.
Yeah, of course. Okay. You know me, a couple of jokes here and there. But it's funny because, like, someone's watching you in the escape room. So
what?
If you can't do something for
isn't there a time limit as well? Mm. They let you out.
They're
if
just
you
like, hey, have you ever thought about maybe what's that envelope doing? And then they just tell you exactly what to do.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
Well,
I must think you're so dumb. The people that watch every group go through.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, that would be so fun. You'd learn so much about humanity. Like, which people are good at which bits. That would be an interesting... I mean, in comedy, for example, you go to different areas of the country and Sydney even, and you see who laughs at what kind of thing. And this, yeah, you'd see... I mean, yeah, maybe if the Australian Lebanese population have a different...
I like to call them something else.
I mean, I think that's fine.
How did they go? Did they get through?
Yeah, they smashed through the drywall.
We're cutting this.
That is like what Butterfield needs to listen to that. That's how you do an offensive joke.
Please keep that.
Oh dear. God, I also had a one pre-planned for the story that I thought you were going to tell.
Well, why don't you cut the start of it, the story. Cut
okay.
the whole story, but just include the bit of you being like, tell the story and then play that and then be like, and then I'll come back and say, I couldn't tell the story.
Okay. Or just cut all of it. Like, that has no meaning at all.
You don't get to use your phone.
That's we'll use that for something else.
We don't have to. It's fine.
That's a great.
I actually
know what we can use that for? Sam gets inducted into the New South Wales Golf Club and all the guys are in there saying...
With the club. Oh my God. Is that a 9-iron?
I'm like, it's been a huge mistake, but I'll take what I can get. Thanks, guys.
I'm not a girl, but if I've signed on as one, I'll pretend to be one for the next 120 years. I swear to God.
Ask your dad if there's a, because they might need more female members.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Probably.
That won't help you.
Would you be willing to
transition to get into the most elite golf club?
Maybe. Well, I mean, it's a nice course.
I wanted to tell you though about, like, I mean, which links to your story that you didn't want to tell, but but I don't know if I've told you this. I was seeing a girl for a while and I was at her house and, you don't like this, but I had a few times when I'd stayed at her house, she worked 9 to 5 and I didn't. And I asked if I could sleep in and just stay there for longer.
Nothing wrong with that.
There's nothing. I think there's so much wrong with
nothing
that.
Wrong with that.
The you can't how late sleep you're in. Sleeping in.
Well, it's none of her business once she's gone.
But what time? What, like 11?
Oh,
she's gone to work and he's just asleep. In her house.
Yeah, but whatever. I think how close are you a girl did point? It to me once and I respected it so much when I worked 9 to 5 and she was right. Like, can I just stay here? And I'm like, yeah.
Like, you're like, of I'm course. I'm going to use that.
And, yeah, I mean, then it kind of came up, particularly when we went to bed pretty late. I didn't want to get up. But, like, we'd be at a pub or something. It's not like I'm not alluding to sex even. We just didn't
would they wake you up before they would go?
No.
So you're very polite. To the world.
Tiptoeing around.
That's awesome.
It's not bad. I mean, I think it's... And sometimes I think I would wake up. But anyway, no, it was like an arrangement. I know you don't agree with it. I'm glad to have...
Ben loves it.
I love it. I reckon make yourself breakfast, watch Netflix.
Yeah, where does where do you draw the line?
Hang out.
I think you're definitely not allowed to snoop. I think that's what she was most concerned about, is like, you don't snoop through my stuff.
I never even thought about
that. Could you put a load of washing on?
Oh, you could do good stuff.
Because I don't have a dryer. My dryer is broken.
Okay.
So I'd love to pop in with some clothes.
I don't think you'd like that though. If you came home and your washing was done and they'd been going through your washing and stuff, I feel like you'd find that quite
intrusive. I mean, for your own washing.
Do bring your own.
You turn up with a backpack of washing.
Yeah. Oh, that they'd love. Oh my God. Yeah.
Like, should we go to bed? And you're like, where's the laundry? Just before we go to bed.
Cashman's right. Doing someone else's laundry seems insane.
Yeah. But then also
considering when
doing
it was clean and you went through it, rewatch my favorite items.
How do you get the laundry into the house on the date?
Oh, in a backpack.
Oh,
so you've got a backpack the whole date, knowing that hopefully you can get back to her house and wash the dirty clothes. And so if they open your backpack,
it's a risk.
It's just packed full of like soiled.
Dude, it's the game of love.
Undies. Yeah, your own undies.
Yeah, they're
it's
all
a game
shit
of love.
Yeah.
It's risky.
Yeah,
you specifically brought the shit covered undies.
Extra small in the front size for Sam Taunton.
Yeah, it's a risk, but you know it could pay off.
Yeah, it could pay off.
You don't want to wash those in your own house.
Yeah. I don't want to have to pay for laundry detergent. I'm not an idiot. Instead, I go, I pay,
in other ways
for drinks and dinner and stuff. And then I do it at other people's places. But anyway, point is, I had done that, a few times. And I was like sleeping in. It was like 9:30 or something. And this particular person lived with someone else. So there was a housemate there. And she, that day, I was warned, was working from home. So she was like, when you see her out in the like living room, just be aware that she might be there. And I was like, yeah, no worries. And so then the next morning at 9:30, there was a knock on the door. And I was like, oh, it woke me up. And then I realized it was probably the housemate. And I was like, oh, no, thank you.
No room service for me, thank you.
Well, I don't know.
You need to disturb under the door.
Like, I don't know what's going on, but I'd love to be left alone if that's okay. And she was like, wouldn't let up. So I put clothes on and opened the door, and she was like, "Hey, how's it going? I'm about to do a call for work, and it's private, so I'd need you to leave.
It's all that's awesome.
Whoa.
That's so much confidence.
It's an extreme amount of confidence.
If I, my housemate was like, oh, yeah, the person I'm seeing is staying in my, I would, they could live there forever and I wouldn't bring it up that they should leave. She's like, get out.
She's like, get out. And she's like, do you want it? I think she said, she got me a coffee as well. She was like, do you want?
Oh, here's, that's nice.
Yeah, but that was just, but then it became so clear that it's like, you only did that because you were going to kick me out.
Did she know your coffee order?
No, Mike, I don't really have a coffee order, but no, she doesn't.
Yeah, get you a random
that
coffee.
That seemed like a trick, weirdly.
I wonder how long she'd been, if she had gone and got you a coffee, she was like, this guy's got to go for a long time before
that. At least 40 she was minutes, planning.
An hour before that. She's like, how do I get this guy
I
out?
I think that was the other aspect of it is she was, I think, by nature a little bit, I don't know, like liked control and stuff. She also owned the place.
Oh, there's a strange man asleep in her own apartment.
Yeah, but that she rents out to someone else who pays rent and stuff and gets to have guests stay over and stuff. So it's like not her, you know, if you want all ownership, then don't
maybe
accept
the
rent.
Maybe you could have just been like, oh, no thanks, but yeah, thank you for the coffee.
Yeah, did you? What did you say? Were you like, oh, well, I've just got a few more hours to sleep, so maybe if you could just push the call back, that would be awesome. Yeah, not going to drink the coffee, it'll keep me up. Yeah. I want to sleep.
I wasn't actually going to listen because I was actually unconscious. That's actually what do we call
and
it?
You're a boring. Conversations are boring.
I think I'm going to go back to sleep.
Never met you before, but you're boring.
You're boring. Yeah. So I would never even want
you're
to.
You're boring me. I wonder what the phone call was.
She thought that I was going to. I mean, it's classic. You know, thinking
you snooped if you were awake.
But what am I going to do? Listen in on the trade secrets of some company and like you know.
Oh,
buy shares based on what they're talking about? I mean, probably.
If you had that coffee, you're really alert.
Exactly.
Oh,
shit. I'm going to actually, I mean, there's four scenarios here. I either take the coffee or don't, or I leave it or I don't. I'm choosing take coffee and go back to bed. So thank you very much. I look forward to hearing all this pertinent information. Maybe just don't put yourself on speaker. What are you saying?
Great
that's
point.
So, you know what I mean?
Yeah, great point.
Do you think, she likes to dance around the apartment maybe on speaker and do other things.
Yeah, no, I think...
Not dance, but like kind of just waltz
around. No, that's
around.
Exactly what she wanted. She didn't like the feeling of there being a guy she didn't really know. Like I met her a few times, but she'd rather be home alone. We've all been there, but you don't get to decide, do you? I don't know. I'm off it. But I also am open to other... I was impressed by the and I, obviously I left. I was a bit like... Sookie as I left, I think. I didn't accept the coffee.
That's so funny.
You didn't take the coffee.
Nah.
Did you leave and as you left say, harumph?
That was the vibe of just like, oh, okay, I suppose I've got to, you know.
Oh,
and I kind of, I didn't take my time, but I didn't make chit-chat in the way that I usually would have in a happy way. That was my little sign of
But also you've
disrespect.
Just been woken up, even if you were, like it's so
totally.
Much to process.
Oh, it was a lot to process. It felt like a dream.
A nightmare.
Thank you.
Well, obviously not that bad, but it was an interesting moral dilemma to be confronted with at such an early time because I didn't really know what the right thing was.
I think it's both. I think it is kind of, I don't think there's any right answer. I do think it is kind of okay. If you had established it with the other housemate, I do think it's okay, but I also think it's totally fine for the other housemate to be like, look, I've got an important thing and I need the apartment clear. There's a
I don't think it's okay to
communication.
I feel like also, sorry, I've remembered another detail which makes it feel bullshit. She said, like, I'm not allowed to have other people in the house when I'm on the call. And I was
that
like,
that definitely does sound like
and
a
And I was
lie.
Like, wow, what's your job? And she, like, I was expecting her to say, like, ASIO or something. And then she just said, like, lawyer. And I'm like, that's not true. Like, that's just.
Yeah,
that's
you're a lawyer.
Wild. Yeah,
did you
I
say
suppose
that? We're like I'm a lawyer.
No,
I should listen and help.
Probably be better than you weirdo. No, I think she knew that maybe, which made it more and like right. weird.
Well,
like, why are you lying?
No, but maybe that's why she didn't want another lawyer listening who could understand the terms and the lingo.
You think all the conversation is
maybe
because I'm not a lawyer.
Defendants.
I'm here as a spy for like.
Yeah.
Oh, but it's just so egotistical to be like, people want to listen to my call. No one cares about your call. I'm sleepy.
I don't maybe care. Should have played that angle. Just
I don't think
no
shows.
One cares.
She might be a light sleeper and not understand how deep someone like you goes.
Totally.
In her head,
I'm not waking up.
Sleep might be like if you just hear like a squeak, you're up, ready to go. But for you, it's like
a deep slumber.
You know, someone's got to pour cold water on you.
At that time, I just wasn't in the mood for commercial espionage. It was fucking 9:30 in the morning.
It's a hell of a situation to find yourself in.
Well, yeah, no, it was pretty crazy. But I think I did the only thing I could.
Which was throw the hot coffee on her and say, how dare you?
And say, objection, I'm saying.
Exactly. Try and dial in, get on the call. Imagine if I was on the call. That would be great.
Oh, that'd be huge.
And then on the other side, it's me being like.
And you're like, I was going to do the call from your room.
Yeah.
I had a surprise for you. I was going to walk in and we're going to do it in person.
Yeah. I come in a suit. I had my own backpack, not with dirty laundry, but with a beautiful clean tuxedo.
A tuxedo.
I walk in.
Should we wrap it? You've just put your jumper
like you're ready to go. No, I'll put it back around my waist.
We could wrap it up though.
No, I think that's an appropriate.
We've been going for a while.
Yeah, we have. We've done all sorts of different ins
and
outs.
All the stuff that's cut out, it'll be 20 minutes.
Exactly.
What are you doing?